Han looked from one huge, pulsing head to the other, desperately searching for some hint about the angle they were working. A couple of geniuses like Marvin and Kratheus had to know what it meant to have Luke and Leia coming after them. Yet here they sat, more interested in challenging Han to a game of truth or die than in preparing for the imminent arrival of two Jedi legends. And that puzzled Han, big time. Either they believed the rift could hide them even from Jedi hunters, or they were more confident than they should have been in their defenses. Kalumai, especially two of them, were smarter than that. But there were no clues to be found in the withered faces of the Kreft brothers, only the enigmatic patience of two alien predators waiting for the opportune moment to pounce. Han turned away from them and looked across the table to Gev. A clear plastoid splint protected the nose he had smashed, and her eyes were purple and swollen.
"You have any idea what this is all about?"
Gev shrugged.
"They want to play Sabacc with Han Solo," she said. "I suggest you make them happy."
"You would do well to listen to her," Marvid said. "Otherwise, we have no reason to keep you alive."
"And what about after the game?" Han asked. "You're going to have a reason then? Because I might need a little incentive here."
Marvid blinked twice, then looked down the length of the table to his brother. He said nothing audible, but Han knew that Kalumai could converse with each other via calm waves. That was going to make it more difficult for him to win. And not only at Sabacc. Whether the Krefts chose to believe it or not, Luke and Leia would be coming. And when they arrived, the success of their attack would depend on surprise and confusion. So the way Han saw it, his job was to put Kratheus and Marvid on tilt. To get them so upset and angry that when the assault came, the brothers would be in too much of a rage to think clearly. After a few moments of silent communication with Marvid, Kratheus finally curled his lip into a thin sneer and turned to Han.
"We accept your terms," he said. "The one who earns the most answers wins. If that is you, you will be free to leave."
"But if either of us wins, you will remain here to assist us,"
Marvid added.
"Assist you in what exactly?"
Han asked.
"I'm sorry, Captain," Kratheus said. "But haven't you already asked a question in this betting round?"
"I guess you could say that,"
Han replied, still not looking at his chip cards.
"You calling?"
Kratheus extended a pincer arm and tipped his cards up to study his hand. Knowing how impossible it would be to read anything in a Kalumai's enigmatic face, Han looked out the viewport and tried to appear bored as he used a silent count to measure how long it took Kratheus to make his decision. He was at 3 when Kratheus finally said,
"Yes, I call. And if I win, my question will be this. How did you feel when Chewbacca died?"